He had been completely oblivious to the pain. The laser cannon fired again. This time the droid things were ready. The one Shigar was watching dropped to a crouch and threw up its electromirror shield. The bolt from the cannon knocked it backward, but the bolt itself was reflected into the wall. There it exploded harmlessly, showering two crouching non-combatants with gravel. Stryver swooped in on his jetpack and landed next to Shigar. Shigar raised his lightsaber, but the Mandalorian wasn't on the offensive.
"Tell them to aim for the vault,"
he said, indicating the comlink.
"Why? What's in there?"
"Just tell them."
Then he lifted off and went back to harrying the target. Again the laser cannon fired, and again the bolt exploded into the wall. Shigar relayed the instruction.
"The door's open," he said. "And it's a confined space. Anything left in there will be fried."
Lorin passed the message on to the Twi'lek. From his position, Shigar could see his Leku swinging in an instant negative. A brief argument ensued before Lorin came back to him.
"The Navicomp might still be in there," she said over the comlink. "If you can get it out, then they'll fire into the vault."
Shigar didn't dismiss the plan out of hand. Far be it from him to aid the Hutts in their venal pursuits, but the Republic needed all the help it could get in the war against the Empire. It wasn't his primary mission, but it was still important.
"All right,"
he started to say. Then two things happened that put all thought of the Navicomp from his mind. First, the droid thing attacking the Sith girl disappeared. Second, the laser cannon fired again, and the bolt was deflected a third time into the wall. Into the same section of the wall, Shigar realized. The shots weren't ricocheting at random. They were being aimed.
"Stop firing!" he shouted into the comlink. "Tell him to stop firing!"
Lorin tapped her helmet, obviously thinking she had misheard his order. The Sith girl was moving, following a dimple in the air. It fired back at her, blue pulses appearing out of nowhere and bouncing off her force barrier. The nearly invisible droid thing was heading for the two non-combatants Shigar had seen earlier.
"I said stop firing!"
He waved his arms to convey his urgency.
"Now!"
The Twi'lek ignored him. Another bolt went into the wall, widening the crater that had already been bored into it. One more shot, Shigar thought in alarm. That was all it would take to ruin everything. The hand weapons weren't strong enough that the droids could shoot their own way out, so they were using the Hutt's weaponry instead. Instead of killing them, the laser cannon was going to set them free. Shigar ground his teeth together and sprinted forward. If Lorin couldn't stop the Twi'lek from firing, he would have to throw himself at the camouflage droid and hope to succeed where the Sith had failed. Distantly, he heard the roar of Stryver's jetpack pass overhead, but the significance of it eluded him. The shot he had feared came from the laser cannon and bounced off the electromirror shield into the deepening pit in the wall. Long cracks spread out from it, and suddenly, masonry was tumbling down from the wall. The two non-combatants lay directly in the path of the rubble. Shigar had a choice. He could intercept the droid or save the two men. He couldn't do both. There was just a split second in which to decide. Ignoring his pain and exhaustion, he let the force flow through him and did the only thing he could. Yima's teeth were bared in determination as he fired at the cowering Hex. Lorin yelled at him to stop. She had guessed the droid thing's intentions just like Shigar, but the Twi'lek was blindly resolute. He thought he was doing the right thing. He honestly believed that he was on the verge of overpowering his target.